Seems like it's a bit akin to the torpedo. If you have a crack at it and it comes off, it's a great idea. And if you don't and your man gets the ball, it's a stinker.
It's like Mick Barlow snapped from the boundary. Lucky it went through.
How'd you like that one? Do you think he flushed it, or was it just out of the belly of the ball and it drifted?
Well, I could see what he... I could just see the body language. I knew what he was going to do here. Yeah. You know, I know Mick pretty well. He has got an uncanny knack. I think in my first game against Geelong, he came on as a sub after having a stress fracture all summer, and he slotted one from the boundary. He's uncanny like that, how he can put him through. So, yeah, you could see what he was trying to do. There's no doubt about that.
So just for clarity, because without doubt, somebody will be out there at some stage judging goal of the year.
Mm. And they'll have to judge goal of the week just on the AFL's website this week.
Mm. Do you think there was an element of luck in it or not? And if so, should it still count? Mm.
Well, I don't know about luck. It was good management. You could see him tilt the ball to get that, you know, that skewed spin. There's no doubt. He wasn't trying to centre the ball.
No, he was trying to...
Yeah, a little bit of luck in it, but he managed it through pretty well. Whereas Eddie's, that left foot barrel was superb, wasn't it?
Unbelievable.